So ya ikhwan, barakallahu feekum. Look at that man Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that everything Allah has mentioned about him. A man who sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah. He sacrificed his father, left him, his people, his city. He broke the idols with his own hands. He was ready to slaughter his only son. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. When he became, when Ismail came to the age that he could walk with him, what did he say? Ya bunayya, O my son, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuk. I have seen in a dream, I am slaughtering you. Fanzur mada tara. Tell me, what do you think? Then what about Ismail, for whom also Ibrahim is making dua? What does he say? Ya abati, if al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. O my father, do what you want. Do what you have been ordered to do. You will find me by the permission of Allah from amongst the patient. Even then Ibrahim is making dua. رَبِّ جَنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَا نَعْبُدَ الْأَسْنَامِ. Oh Allah, save me and save my children from worshipping idols. Save me and save my children from worshipping idols. So where, ya ikhwan, is the ihtimam for us? Why is it that we don't give it ihtimam? We don't give it importance. So the durus of tawheed are empty. If they're occurring, they're empty. The durus upon shirk are empty. But you have conferences on fiqh issues. And you find 1,000 people show up. 2,000 people show up. You have a bazaar, 3,000 people show up. But when you have the durus upon the topics of tawheed and shirk billahi ta'ala, you find the masajid are empty. The conference halls are empty. It shows us, ya ikhwan, that indeed we do not understand this topic. We do not understand the seriousness of this topic. We do not understand the seriousness of this topic. For the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they were concerned with it when they were on their deathbed. Am kuntum shuhada إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْضِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Were you present when death came to Yaqub? When death came to Yaqub, what did he say to his children? How are you going to live? How am I going to divide my wealth? How are you going to earn money? He's concerned with one thing. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. What are you going to worship after me? Are you going to fall into shirk billahi ta'ala? Or are you going to worship Allah upon التوحيد? So look, ya ikhwan, that thing that this messenger, this prophet of Allah, Yaqub alayhi salam, he is worried about it at the time of his death. We are not worried about it while we are alive. We are not worried about it while we are alive. It comes on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. لَمَّا نُزِلَ بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Indeed, when death came to the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tafiqa yatrahu khamisatan lahu ala wajhihi. He began to take the sheet which was on him and he would bring it over his face. And he would do this, and when it would become too much, he would bring it down and bring it up again and bring it down. فَقَالْ وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ. He said in that state, Think about that state of pain that was causing him to do this. What does he say? لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى اتَّخَذُوا أُمُورَ أَنْبِيَائِهِمْ مَسَاجِدٍ. The curse of Allah be upon the Yahud and the Nasara. Why? They took the graves of their messengers as places of worship. What does Aisha say? يُحَذِّرْ مَا سَنَعُوا. He warns us against what they did. وَلَوْلَا ذَلِكَ أَبْرَزَ قَبْرَهُ. And if it was not for that, his grave would have been in the open. So let me ask you something, Ya Ikhwan. Did not the Messenger of Allah know the condition the Ummah was going to be in today? From trials and tribulations? Did not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inform him of this? Why is it that he picked this topic to speak about at the time of his death? And he didn't pick any other topic to speak about. Except that he was showing us the importance in learning this topic, spending time on this topic, understanding this topic, yet you find it is ignored. The masajid are empty of it. Those that say that we are giving da'wah, it is never upon their lips. And most of the time it is not upon their lips because they have not spent time in learning it.